Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is one of the nominees for this year's Best International Film Oscars, and it's called Portrait of a Lady on Fire.
And this is one exquisite film. The story of two women who have a strong pull towards each other in 18th century France.
Yeah, it's a beautifully filmed, very sensitively acted drama. A female artist is commissioned to paint a portrait of a young woman who's about to be married against her will, and then things get complicated when unexpected romantic sparks develop between them. Susan, this edgy drama really avoids a lot of exploitation and sensationalism and all of that that you might expect from this topic.
Yes.
It's very warm, even though maybe it doesn't quite catch fire.
Oh, I thought it was on fire from the start. I thought the fact that there was a woman director and two women, and they created this sense of erotic chemistry that had no unnecessary nudity.
Right.
And there was a tension building and building between the two women, one being painted and the other the painter.
Yeah, and in spite of the fact that this was a court of a relationship that would have been greatly frowned upon in that era, it does come off as believable in the way that they react and then the way that they behave with their contemporaries.
Oh, yes. And I thought I don't want to tell, but I thought at the end there were clues to how they still felt about each other as they went where they went. One other part is the way the music, the Four Seasons, played a role in their chemistry.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.